Sagt Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav said, when the Yidden would be oiler regel on Yom Tov, they would be crowded as they stood, yet they would have plenty of room when they were ready to bow down. This was so even though that when they stood, they would take up the 11 amah space behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Gemara says, this is one of the 10 nisim that happened regularly at the Beis HaMikdash. A Mishnah lists the 10 nisim. Number 1 is a woman never miscarried from the smell of all the meat of the Karbonis. 2, no, the meat never spoiled. 3, a fly was never seen in the butchering area. 4, the Kohen Gadol never became a Balkari on Yom Kippur. 5, the Omer never became possible. The Shtei Alechem never became possible. The Lechem Aponim never became possible. And then finally, also, although the Yidden stood crowded in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov, there would be plenty of room to bow down. Also, no one was ever harmed by a snake or a scorpion in Yerushalayim. And also, no one ever felt that it was too cramped to stay overnight in Yerushalayim. In fact, the Gemara, the Mishnah says there were 10 miracles by the Beis HaMikdash, but the last two that were listed were in Yerushalayim, not by the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara said, yeah, there were two others to fill the number of 10. Two others that happened by the Beis HaMikdash. Number one is that the rain never extinguished the flame of the Mizbeach, and number two is that the wind never moved the smoke of the Mizbeach from going up in a straight column. In fact, where we find there of Shmaya taught another miracle about the earthenware kalim that they were used to eat the carbonus, which would then were then purposely broken because they had to be because they had absorbed the carbon, which would then become nicer. So these pieces were then swallowed into the ground. That's another name. Also, Abaya said that the stomach and the feathers of the bird carbonus, which were thrown to the ground, and the ash of the inside mizbeach and the ash of the menorah were also all swallowed into the ground. Why weren't these mentioned in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, because when we say that the Omer and the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Aponim never became possible, we count them as three separate ones, but they're all really only one. They're all one Inyan, they're all one. And therefore, there's two extra now that we have to put in. That means there are two more to reach total of 10. These are the two of Rav Shmaya and Abaya. In fact, the Gemara, the miracles mentioned by Rav Shmaya and Abaya are all conceptually the same also, that all these things got swallowed up in the ground, and therefore, they should also be counted as one, so there should be one extra one. The Gemara says, yeah, there's another nice mentioned by Rav Shuv and Levi, that the Lechem Aponim stayed warm the entire week. There are other nisim mentioned by Reb Levi that the Aron didn't take up any space. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was 20 by 20 amas, and yet the end of each side of the Aron was 10 amas away from each wall, which could have only existed through a nes. And there's another nes mentioned by Rabbanai in the name of Shmuel that the Kruvim put into the Kodesh HaKadoshim by Shloimeh similarly didn't take up any space. Why did the Mishnah mention these? Mar says these were not seen by the public and therefore it was not mentioned because the Mishnah only mentions the miracles that were seen by public. The Lechem Aponim wasn't seen by the public either. Mar says it was seen because the Shulchan was carried out of the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov to show the people the big nays that the Lechem Aponim were still warm, to show how much the Avishah loves us Eden. For the Gemara, there's another nice mentioned by Rishaya that Shlomo planted trees of gold by the Beis HaMikdash, and the trees would bear golden fruit. Why isn't that mentioned in the Mishnah? The Gemara says the Mishnah does not list nisim that were there constantly, only the ones that occurred regularly from time to time. We can now also use this answer to explain why the special nisim of the Aron and Kruvim weren't mentioned by the Mishnah either, because they were also there constantly. In fact, Gemara Brisa says that the fire on the Mizbeach did not produce smoke. That's another nes. Gemara says the fire from heaven did not produce smoke, the one that came down from Shemayim, but the fire that was added by the Kahanim each day did produce smoke. So when the Brisa mentions the smoke, there was smoke on the Mizbeach. In fact, Gemara, this Brisa said that the fire on the Mizbeach was like a crouched lion. Yet Rav Chanina Skana Kahanim said he saw it and it looked like a crouched dog. Gemara the first Brisa is talking about that the times at the first base at Mikdash, when there was a higher level of Kedusha and Chavivus between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Rav Chanina is discussing the times in the second Beis HaMikdash when it was more Daim LeKelev. Fact, we learned that there was no fire Min HaShemayim during the second Beis HaMikdash at all. Mar said there was one, but it did not burn any of the Karbonis. You needed a regular fire to burn the Karbonis. A Brisa says there are six types of fire and it then explains each one. There's a fire that eats and doesn't drink. That refers to a regular fire that consumes solids but not liquids. There's a fire that drinks but doesn't eat. That's referring to a fever. When a person has a fever, it makes them want to drink but not eat. There's a fire that eats and drinks. That refers to the fire that came down from Shemayim for Elio to consume his carbon on Har HaKarmel, burned all the solids and even all the water. There's a fire that consumes moist items as quickly as dry items. That refers to the fire Min HaShemayim on the Mizbeach. There's a fire that repels fire. This is the fire of Gavriel, that when he protected the Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah from the fire that they were thrown into. And there's a fire that consumes fire, that's Hashem's fire that consumes the fire of the Malachim. Mar says the Brisa had said that the smoke of the Mizbeach was never blown by the wind. In fact, the Mar of Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said, on the night after Shmini Atzeres, the people would look to the smoke of the Mizbeach to determine which direction the wind was blowing, which would indicate if the coming year would be a rainy one or a dry one. We see that the smoke must have been affected by the wind. The Mar says the smoke would move a little, but it wouldn't get spread out. It wouldn't totally disperse from the wind. That's what the Gemara means. That's what the Brisa means. Handaloch Perek Shivas Yomim.